thanks for your time.
Thank you.
So let's start with the journey. So Australia all the way to Service Plan Global. So take us through the journey of...
Yeah, so I used to host a kids' television show, and then I realized that I couldn't be the best on TV, and I moved into advertising. And then I was moved from, well, actually as a child, I went from, I spent time in Europe going to school. So my parents always kind of fostered this thing about being international. I come from an old Polish family, so I was also it was my duty as a child to learn Polish and Russian and all the French. I spoke French at home, all these different things. And then, when I started to work professionally, then I was ping-ponging between Australia and Europe. And the way I was brought up was my father always, we had like 20,000 books at home.
Yeah.
And Dad spoke five languages, he said, look, take a historical event from this angle, that angle, and this angle, from the different cultures, and you'll find the truth. And I find that's very, very much the same with advertising. When I'm looking for something like an insight or whatever, I draw from all of those different cultures and backgrounds. So there's a lot of empathy that goes into that. And so now if I look at me, I'm 45 now. I've lived in so many countries around the world. I feel like everything's kind of driven me to this moment, because before with Saatchi, I had team and structural responsibility, but I was running global accounts. So now for me to actually connect and bind a global network is really damn cool. And Service Plan is very energetic. I think it's very uber creative. It's one of those things where everyone's trying to do something cool, and it's so non-traditional. So everyone has a traditional background in some way or digital background, but actually their thinking is very entrepreneurial. So my opportunity now is about connecting the cultures, and I'm really into diversity, so I'm trying to bring people in and have them collaborate with Germans, French collaborating with Spaniards, etc., because very often agencies just stick to their own territory. And I think the strength of a small network, although it is the biggest international independent network in the world, the strength of that is collaborating together.
Before we get into the service plan and the vision ahead, you were with Saatchi, you were with the telecom,
yeah,
and lots of success there.
Yeah.
Can you just briefly touch on that, journey as well?
Yeah, so I mean, look, I was really privileged to start working as the head of the creative output for Deutsche Telekom at a time when we created Life is for Sharing. So Liverpool Station was done by my colleagues in London, but then I was really lucky that Trafalgar Square, I was able to do that and to experience that, Angry Birds Live, Katy Perry's firework video clip, a five-city simultaneous holographic concert with Mariah Carey for Christmas, Depeche Mode, all these other kind of things, or breaking real thought leadership topics like sharing economy, which no one was talking about at the time. And that's been wonderful. And then with C-Hero, so with C-Hero Quest, which was last year's success and as well this year's, it's really special because we started with the insight, there are 3 billion hours of wasted time on gaming every week. But what if we could purpose that game time into something positive?
Yeah.
And that's when we partnered with the Alzheimer's Research UK and with different universities to actually create the incredible thing that we have. And we've moved research, scientific research on Alzheimer's, where it was 100 years behind cancer. We've moved it 12,000 years. We've given them 12,000 years of data, 12,000 human years of data. And this whole technology of C-Hero Quest is being used for analytics on cancer, on HIV, everything. So it has actually revolutionized the way research is done for medicine.
Moving back to the current role,
what's
your vision going forward?
So my vision is that, how to put it? My dream would be Service Plan is the most uber creative house of communication in the world. Yeah, that builds best brands and is just a fun place to work. Yeah.
How do you see the industry today, and how do you see it evolving going forward?
So when I started in the business, and I started as a writer, the industry was about print ads, and I did TV, a lot of TV. And then in about, I think about the late 90s, I thought, oh wow, digital's coming, I'm totally going to be out of a job. And I was wrong. Actually, film is much more, is stronger than ever. Even today, I was with Google at a session, and they, even though I didn't like it, they were talking already about 6-second spots, which for me doesn't sit very well, because they become memos to consumers. They don't become real engaging things which build brands. You just have to pay a lot of shitload of money here and there and everywhere to make people see it. Where I see the industry going is something that I already did with telecom and with like the other agent. I worked with GSK as well all around the world. And for me, it's all about collaborations. So, and the pivotal moment was when I worked with Katy Perry. You take a superstar, you take all of her fan base, and you bring them together with a client, and that's cool. And great things happen when people start to share.
Yeah.
And that's how I like to work, yeah? So it's like musicians, you know, you sit down and you jam a bit. Yeah. It's cool, great things happen. We did a session here a few days ago for Bex, and I have this thing which I call the wigwam. Yeah, it's like a thing where you get people from different cultures in one place, you pull them together, and then you give them 20 minutes to answer a brief. It's brutal.
Yeah.
It's brutal. So they worked like that for 4 hours, and we generated some incredible work, like really outstanding work for Bex, for one of their briefs, and that was great. So I see this real richness in collaboration. And for me, with the role with Service Plan, what makes it different to any other role I think out there right now is that I also have media.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm responsible for the media creative media output, the design, the PR, where everything else is siloed everywhere else. So I think if I can get everybody collaborating, when everyone's talking about integration, that's fine, but they have to pick up a phone and call somebody, and there's always a different agency having to come in. But if I can orchestrate or conduct a group of people in one space, then really we can create really phenomenal solutions.
We are in Cannes celebrating creativity and innovation.
Yeah.
In the past year, what was your favorite project?
So my personal favorite project?
Both.
Well, I actually haven't done a lot in the last year, only because I took a step back from creativity for a while, and I'm about to come out with two really incredible pieces, which I can't say. Maybe Lee can tell you another time about it. But I think my absolute favorite of the whole festival is Fearless Girl. And it's not because it's a Grand Prix winner. Even if it didn't win any awards, I think it's wonderful, because we need to elevate this discussion about diversity in the workplace, regardless whether it's females, gays, transgender, whatever. We need to elevate this discussion. And it was a very old-fashioned piece. So it was something which could have been done 100 years ago. But what makes it brilliant is that it's tangible and I can interact with it. And it really sends a message. It really sends a message to the world. And in collaboration with the bull, with that bull statue, I just think it's phenomenal. So that's my personal favorite for the year.
Absolutely. The one trend that you're most excited about?
I don't know. I don't really see any trends. Yeah, I don't really see any trends. For me, it's about surfing. So I'm Australian. So you know, my brother's a great surfer, and I love him to bits. I'm a shit surfer, but I am really good at multi-platform surfing.
Yeah.
So for me, it's always about riding the wave when it comes up, and it's not about one particular trend. It's about capturing a number of particular things, and then just surfing the waves and seeing and just having a really good time. Because I think clients. And consumers, and you know, we owe consumers a thrill when we're not invited into their homes, so we have to really thrill them and excite them, and we owe them that much. And I think by surfing these platforms, it's a really nice way to achieve that.
Absolutely. And speaking about surfing the platforms and omnichannel opportunities, do you think it's time now that, because for a long time, I think the mandate was that, you know, TV first campaigns in terms of strategy and stuff like that. Do you think it's time now to bring more, like build the campaigns more around the digital tools that are
available? Again, for me, I've been working like that for 10 years. Yes. Yeah, so I would encourage, people and clients who aren't doing that to really think about the idea.
Yes.
Yeah. And for me, I mean, I'm a, you know, I was brought up by Bob Isherwood, John Pallant, and legends of these, and I never lived in London, but I, you know, I'm part of that community. So I just think it's all about the idea at the end of the day, and it doesn't matter whether, and if we decide to launch an idea via PR, then that is the best way to do that. Yeah. So you really want, because it's, brands are not built by agencies, and they're not built by marketing departments. They're actually built by consumers, and consumers will build those brands through conversations. But those conversations are only going to happen when it's interesting.
Yeah.
So they're only going to talk about you if they hear something cool or see something cool. So that's what we owe it, and that's what I think. It doesn't matter which let's say media it goes out in. It needs to be interesting. And I think actually, for me, if we were to talk about what is the medium, I call it medium interesting.
Final question. What advice would you give a young creative coming into the industry today?
Well, the first thing is, you know, many millennials, you know, there's a lot of discussion about millennials or Generation Z, etc. I think my advice would be, it doesn't matter how talented you are, you have to work harder than everyone else. That's it.
Great. Thank you so much for your time.
No worries.